years, sat in a patch of sun and banged on the little drum his father had made him. He sang and hooted and beat with such joyous innocence, her eyes burned from the love. Her daughter, barely a year, slept clutching her favored rag doll while guarded by Kachel, their faithful hound. And another son stirred and kicked in her womb. From where she stood, she could see the clearing and the little cabin she, Eamon, and Tegan had built near to 8 years before. Children, she thought now. They'd been but children who could not embrace childhood. They lived there still, close. Eamon the loyal, so strong and true. Tegan, so kind and fair. So happy now, Branna thought, and Tegan so in love with the man she'd married in the spring. All so peaceful, she thought, despite Bryn's banging and hooting. The cabin, the trees, the green hills with their dots of sheep, the gardens, the bright blue sky. And it would have to end. It would have to end soon. The time was coming. She felt it as sure as she felt the